guys, it's me, Sherelle, and I'm back to do another episode. Oh, God, like, I don't really have, like, a set topic, but I do kind of want to discuss some things with you guys and talk about some things with you guys, because today was a rough day for me. Like, I was having a good day, and then me and my dad got into a huge argument, and my day just went downhill after that. I had a huge panic attack. I was crying. I couldn't breathe. Couldn't talk. It was so bad. The only person that could calm me was my mom. And I don't know, like, I try to come on here all the time and be positive and be happy and pull together, but that just really tore up my whole day. And I mean, my dad apologized, but still, it's just the fact that I feel like a lot of times he doesn't fully understand my mental illness and how the little things can just set me, you know, set me off or upset me. I feel like we got into an argument over something stupid, and I don't want to get into, like, details of the argument, but, like, it was just really heartbreaking because I don't understand why I got to that point, and I was just really upset about it, and it kind of sucks that, it even got to that point where, you know, the way it was. So it's just kind of a sad situation or whatever, but I don't know, guys. I really don't. Like, I just, like I said, I try to promote positivity for you guys all the time, but I feel like a lot of times people just don't get mental illness. And it's like, I always talk about triggers and things like that, and that people need to just, you know, let us be and not bother us and all these things, but yet, you know, unfortunately, not everybody understands it. They just don't. They don't understand, like, everything that goes on. They don't understand, like, how to deal with us at all. And at the time, I hadn't taken my medication yet, so that could play a big factor in it too. But at the same token, it was just like I was having a good day until that happened. But, you know, I don't know, guys. Like, it's just, sometimes it's tough. It really is. I try, you know, so hard to be pulled together all the time, but sometimes it's just really, really hard. And I just, half the time, I don't know what to do, you know? It's just tough on me sometimes. I don't know. Like I said, this just goes back to me of trying to be happy, the happy girl all the time, trying to keep everybody together when I'm not always together myself, you know? It's not always easy having mental illness and everybody around you just not understanding it or getting it all the time. And, you know, I text my boyfriend about it, and he was real supportive, and he was like, he's so sorry about everything. He hopes I feel better, but I honestly don't really feel any better. I mean, I feel a little bit better, but it's just like, I just don't understand why it had to get to that point, or why I had to get to a place of, like, me having an amazing day and then that just taking my day downhill. And it goes back to, like, I'm always telling you guys about having support, and having this. And a lot of times people just don't understand it. They're not educated on it. And you don't get that support or have that support. And that's what really sucks to me. It just really sucks. So, I don't know. I'm feeling kind of off right now. I mean, I'm trying to just keep pushing through. You know, it just lets me know that I still have a long way to go in trying to, you know, get myself together. I still have to take my medication. I still have to probably go to therapy and just get myself together, because I want to be strong for all of you, and I want to continue to keep advocating for you and even advocating for myself. And we all have weak moments where we slip up, and we have to come back even stronger. And I'm human. I deal with things every day just like you guys do. But the same token, when I'm doing this podcast and when I'm doing those blogs, I try to promote so much positivity, and I try to help everyone else out. But I'm human, like I said, and I still deal with things just like you guys do. And fortunately, today was just one of those bad days. But, you know, I'm glad that I'm feeling a little bit better. I took some time to myself, came back, and I was good. I went driving with my aunt earlier because she wanted me to go help her find a building or something. So we did that, and I got out the house, came back, and everything was peaceful again. But it is just that moment where it's like, oh, my God, sometimes I'm realizing that I need my privacy. I need my alone time. I need my moments to just breathe, because if not, I feel like I'm going crazy. And I feel like I'm losing it sometimes. Like, I'm just, that's why I said it's that me trying to be pulled together all the time, but deep down inside, I'm like struggling sometimes. Like, it's that facade I put on for the world, but then inside, I'm like, oh, something just isn't right. Something just isn't right. Or I feel like I'm falling off the radar or something. I don't know. Like, it's all a process for all of us just to get through our mental illness every day. It's a process to wake up. It's a process to want to do better. It's a process to want to keep pushing. Everything's like this big process, and this, and every day is a day for us to just keep going and be better than what we were yesterday, the day before, you know. But I don't know. I really don't. I just wish more people were educated on. I wish it was, the stigma was broken. I wish that these moments didn't always happen. Like, I wish that everyone was more equipped to deal with these type of situations. And, you know, but I know it's not always the case. We all have that one family member or family members with a S on the end that just don't understand it, and that will come at you all the time, argue with you. You go through things, and that person just doesn't get that you have a lot going on. They don't get your mental illness. They don't get the things you have to deal with on a daily basis. And that's the biggest thing that keeps us in the place we're in. Sometimes the environments when they're just toxic, and that's how I feel right now, to be honest, because I feel like in order for me to, you know, just be free, in order for me to clear my head, I feel like the best thing for me to do is just to kind of have my own space. You know, I've been staying home, you know, because it was a good thing for me to do in the beginning, because my parents, they helped me so much with my daughter. So, and I'm a single parent, so it's just easier that way. But now I'm just like, you know what, maybe it is time for me to get my own place and step out of my parents' shadow and do something different. So that's definitely something that I'm gonna do for me and for my daughter. And just because I feel like, don't get me wrong, I love living with my parents, and they've done so much for me, and I'm grateful as hell for it. But I feel like it's time for me to spread my wings. It's time for me to be on my own. It's time for me to just, you know, be free and have my own space. And, you know, I've been saving money, because you're supposed to save anyway. So I'm good on money. So it's just been that thing that just living at home just for the help and stuff. But now I think it's time for me to leave. And I'm prepared to do it, you know. So in the next couple of months, I probably will be leaving here and just going to my own space, because I just think that's something I need to do. You know, it's just like when we have mental illness, we have to be in spaces that are just not so negative, positive spaces. We have to be in spaces that aren't going to affect our mental illness. And unfortunately, I'm not going to say this place always affects it, but sometimes it does, and I just need to get away. Because I don't want to have another panic attack like I did earlier. That was so scary. It was like, oh my God, not being able to breathe, not being able to talk. I couldn't even get my words out, guys. Like, I couldn't get my words out. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. It was just like crying and crying, not getting the words out. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was, I don't know. It just was crazy. And I haven't had a panic attack that bad in a very long time. So it was really bad. But, you know, I think life happens and we get through it. And, you know, we just have to do what's best for us. And we just have to keep educating those family members and friends that just don't understand it yet. You know, not everybody gets it, and that's okay. You know, but I wanted to tell you guys this story because it was like, you know what? Let me just tell them the truth. I'm always going to be truthful with you guys. I'm always going to be honest, because I know everybody out there probably can relate. Well, if not everybody, someone out there can. And we all go through things, and I'm just going to be honest with you guys all the time, because this is what this podcast is about. It's about my honesty. It's about my mental illness diary. It's about helping other people out there, and it's about, you know, also me being raw and honest and telling you guys my stories all the time, because that's the whole point of this, to help people out there and to just be there and support each other. We're like our own little community. And you know, unfortunately, that's just how things go sometimes, you know. But end of the day, I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm not going to let it get to a place where I'm super sad or whatever. You know, at the end of the day, I still love my dad regardless. But so we just bump heads sometimes, and I just feel like it just happens. And I mean, it's not his fault that he doesn't understand my mental illness all the time, you know. It's something that I probably need to speak with him more about so he can fully understand it. But, you know, things happen. But I don't want to let that ruin my whole day, you know. I'm feeling a little bit better, like I said, but, you know, I just have to keep pushing. I have to keep going no matter what. Can't let all these things around me get in my head, you know. Like I said, you have one bad day and the next day it gets better. You know, I have to believe that. I try to stay positive no matter what. But I just got to take care of myself, treat myself good, and just do what's best for me. That's all I can do at this point, you know. It's just some days I wish it wasn't that struggle. I wish I could just push through. It's one of those moments where I'm like, oh, why can't I just be normal? Why do I have to have these breakdown moments? Like, especially when I was having such a good day, and then I had to just kind of take my day downhill. But, you know, it is what it is, though. So, but other than that, I hope everyone had a great Sunday. Like I said, I didn't really do much. I was supposed to watch movies this weekend. I didn't do that. Oh, so that didn't happen. I'm always telling you guys I want to watch movies on Netflix, and I never do. So I didn't do it. I pretty much just kind of relaxed and watched a couple old TV shows, and that was that. I didn't really do anything major this weekend like I wanted to. But next weekend, I'll probably really watch a lot of movies because I'll be out of town with my boyfriend. So that's all we do. We sit in front of the TV, watch Netflix. We watch it. He has a whole bunch of DVDs in his room. Like, I'm talking about 3 or 4 stacks of DVDs in a case of all these movies he has. So we literally watch movies the whole weekend I'm there. So I'm sure I'll be watching a lot of movies this weekend. And sleeping a lot, resting, and just, you know, I'm kind of glad I'm going away because I think I need that to clear my head. So I'm excited about just getting away. But that's probably what I'll do. So I'll keep you guys posted on, like, my recording. It might be a little shaky over the weekend. The only thing I'm saying, guys, I might be getting my new phone this week, but I'm not sure. I might be getting my phone depending on how my money looks. But, you know, because I have some other things I got to do too. But if I don't get my phone this week, I know for sure I have my new phone by Monday. So with all that going on, I don't know if I'm going to even have time to record on this weekend. Like I said, because I'm out of town, I don't have service. So I don't know. I have to let you guys know. And if I get a new phone, it's going to be a minute because I'm going to have to switch everything over because I'm going to a whole new company. So I'll keep you guys posted. You know, that's all I really can do. I'm all over the place right now, but we'll see how it goes. But I hope everyone had a good weekend and, like, a good Sunday because, I mean, that's what it's all about. Oh, you already took your medication. Remember, you took it this morning. Your grandma gave it to you this morning. Yeah, go tell her. Go tell Nana. Go tell Nana you want to take your medication again. But I think she already gave it to you. You can ask her if you want to, but I think she gave it to you. So, I don't know. We just have to keep pushing. Your grandma said you already had it. So, I don't know what's going on, guys. This has been crazy. Close my door, Sink. Close my door. Okay. All right, give it to mommy. I don't know. All right. I open your mouth. Woo! Good job. So I don't know, guys. All right, that's enough. Don't want to take too much. All right, put it back in the bag. Good job. So I don't know, guys, but it's just one of those days. But I just gotta stay strong. Good job. That's enough. Okay, enough medicine. Oh no, you don't want to drink all that. You'll get sick, boo.
I'm mine.
You already had some. Here, you want some candy?
I don't know.
All right, come on. I'm so sorry, guys. My daughter is having a fit right now over this medication that she wants to take so bad. But, I don't know. It's just one of those things, guys. But, yeah. This weekend wasn't... I didn't do too much, so... It was what it was.
You already took it, medicine. Your grandma said you had medicine already. You gotta pick that up with Nana. You wanna play on my jury?
You can play on my jury. So, I don't know. It was one of those days. Guys, I'm so sorry. My daughter is so upset right now. She is like screaming in the phone. Want to say hi? So, I don't know. But yeah, I'm probably going to have to end this only because she's crying. So, I'll be right back. Okay, guys, I'm back. I'm so sorry. My daughter started screaming and crying. She was really upset about that medicine. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy your Sunday. I am super tired now. I'm getting ready to lay my tail down in a minute. Well, first I'm going to get online because I want to order me a makeup bag. And I need to order some hair products. And I love online shopping. I know you're thinking go in the store, but I'd rather do it online. So I'm going to do that right quick and then lay down. But I'm super tired. But I just want everybody to know we all go through things. We all go through struggles. But it's up to us to educate the people around. It's up to us to keep pushing and keep going. And no matter what I go through, guys, I'm going to keep smiling. I'm going to keep supporting you guys. I'm going to keep telling my stories. I'm going to keep advocating. And we're going to get through this together. I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful Sunday night. I am about to lay down. So I'm signing off. And I'll be back tomorrow.